The new sound of Mix 98.5. They are here. Let's hear it for them. Make some noise. The Indigo Girls. Ladies, you want to introduce yourselves? Go ahead.
I am Emily.
I'm Amy.
And better known as Indigo Girls. The name, what is that all about, the Indigo Girls?
It just came from the dictionary.
No meaning at all?
Well, we were looking for a name. Went through the dictionary and saw that word and was like, oh, this is cool.
Yeah.
So,
it's a color, isn't it? Indigo?
Yeah. It is a color. What it's color? Also a crop. And that's all it is.
Now, how long have you guys been together, the two of you?
We went to elementary school and high school together and started playing together at the end of high school. So 81 is when we officially became professional, I guess, if you want to say, because we went out and started playing in clubs and stuff.
Wow.
But then we put out our own independent records starting in 1985 and then got signed to Epic in 88, 89. So we've been around for a long time.
I bet you guys have some stories about each other, huh?
We got some dirt.
Nothing we'd share.
Yeah, no. I was reading in your bio, your first CD, your full-length CD, came out 10 years ago. You realize that, right? 10 years.
Yeah.
87.
Yep.
Does it seem that long, or?
Sometimes it does.
To be totally honest with you, ladies, I'm kind of new to the Indigo Girls bandwagon. I know you guys have had a real great deal of success in the past. But I just get the feeling that things are going to really explode for you soon. Do you get that, too? I mean, things are just going to take off and get really
crazy?
We're
doing our best to keep them happening.
We're a strange band because it's like we want the music to be heard, but we don't, you know, really buy into all the commercial trappings of it. So, and we don't want to be like, we enjoy walking around the streets and be able to go places without being recognized and stuff. And we love our fans. We love the whole grassroots thing. So if it happens, I think we're trepidatious about it, so we say that we'll just do what we can to sabotage it.
You'll just hide, right, if it does happen.
We want our cake, and we want to eat it, too.
We want everything.
So we were giving away tickets last week, actually past couple of weeks for the show tonight. Your fans are really loyal, and they're kind of frenzied. I mean, they get crazy.
Well, we do, too, so it's a mutual thing.
We were giving away tickets to people when they didn't win. I want those tickets! So,
hilarious.
Are the shows like that, too? I mean, when you...
Some shows are more laid back than others, but sometimes it's absolutely bananas. But we feel the same way. I mean, it's a kind of a mutual feeding frenzy, I think.
Definitely.
Going to go bananas tonight or what?
I don't know.
This is a different kind of gig tonight.
We're playing a shorter set, but we're going to have fun because it's a smaller place and...
Play a lot of new songs.
Off the new disc?
The new record, yep.
That's out this
April
month?
April
29th, called Shaming of the Sun. And you're gonna play a tune from that, or we're gonna play an old song. Okay, but
we got a request for from someone in the radio station here.
We'll let you play this song for sure.
We'll definitely do that. First time I heard the song, the new single, Shame on You, driving in my car. And you guys put a siren in there, didn't you? In the tune. There's like so I'm looking around, they're after me. I know it. All right, why don't we rock?
All right, this is an old song. It's from our first record that we did on Epic. It's called Closer to Fine.